Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Had some folks on Twitter coming at me. We did not grade the draft yesterday at all. Had some people on Twitter talking about we gave them a C minus and a D on the draft. That's just 100% teetotally false. What do they call it? Patently false. Patently not true. Is that the right way? Is that the right phrase?
Sure, you're on it.
I just usually say someone's full of that. Yeah, you know.
I mean, I couldn't help myself on Twitter just because it just simply was taken completely out of context. So we had a little back and forth. But just so everybody out there knows, we're not typically the grade the draft kind of guys, put a grade on it, but if we were going to grade the Texans draft, I think I'd be on the higher end. I would probably go A-, B-plus, only because you didn't have a first-round pick and you couldn't work your magic and get up. So if I were going to, that would be it, but it wouldn't be a D. So if anybody out there was confused about that yesterday, 4 hours, we did not do it one time. Contrary to popular belief, contrary to what you will see on Twitter, we did not do it one time. But a lot going on in the big, beautiful city of Houston. We greatly appreciate everybody out there listening. Remember to download that Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you all of our segments are podcasted. There's a rewind feature where you can go back and listen to anything you'd like, as well as the podcast. Everything is podcasted on that app there. AUDACY. Download it. Keep it on the hip. Take us everywhere you go. Guys, there's a group, and this is my group that I've created, but y'all know I'm serious when I get to it. If you listen to the show, you know there's a Jake Myers, I'll go 2024 Jake Myers, where he just looks defeated before he ever gets in the batter's box. We'll see if that changes this year as the season goes along. But Jake Myers is in that group. And then this past football season, Dalton Schultz, when asked to pass protect, the look that he has when he looks to the sidelines, like pouting, drops his shoulders. Guys, why'd y'all call that play? Why'd y'all ask me to do that? Is what it looks like he's saying. Bad body language, right? That's a two-man group that no athlete wants to be a part of. That's a two-man team in Houston, one from the Astros, one from the Texans.
You do not want to be in that group, 100%.
You do not want to be in that group. And look, it's all based on just the feeling that I get when I'm watching you play, whether it be in the middle of the action, early in the game, late in the game, whatever it may be. Watching the Rockets get beat last night by the Golden State Warriors, boys, I got to put a rocket in this group. I got to add somebody to this group. It's a Houston Rocket, and it's going to be hard for my man to rebound from this. Jalen Green is squarely in the group with Jake and Dalton.
You just made the list.
I don't support this.
I don't.
I think you're jumping the gun.
I'm not. I absolutely am not. I think it is based on the visual of when a player is pissing down his leg, when a player has bad body language because he feels like he's asked to do something he couldn't do, or the stage is too big, the lights are too bright, there's an intimidation, there's a fear, there's a poor, pitiful me look, and Jalen Green is squarely in that group right now. I never in my life thought Jalen Green would piss down his leg the way that he has in this playoff series, Ron. There's a lot to talk about with this Rockets game because it's not just Jalen Green. The fact that there's nobody else that can step up in this situation is a problem. But Jalen Green, I thought this series, which I said I stood on the mountaintop and screened it on this show for the last 2 weeks. I thought this is a force Jalen Green to the forefront. I don't care if he's cold. I don't care if he's hot. I don't care if it's a 38-point night or an 8-point night. He's got to be the guy that you make the priority. And we weren't 5 minutes into that damn game last night, and I was A-okay with Ime Udoka putting him on the bench and hoping like hell Fred VanVleet could get us to the promised land, could get us to the finish line.
Yeah, that was quite a change for you. You were like, hey, you got to ride with it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was the only way, which I think the premise, the thought that Jalen Green is the only way that the Rockets are going to win another game in this series, I think that is accurate. I still think let me rephrase that, not with Jalen Green. Like, the thought that they're going to have a hard time winning a game without Jalen Green, without like the good version of Jalen Green, that is still a belief of mine. I don't think that is wrong. I just no longer believe that Jalen Green is the guy that can get it done. I've seen hey, he's young. Hey, it's his first playoff experience. Hey, that's fine, man. And that was cool. Game one, court was big. Had a hard time getting my feet underneath me, man. I admitted that he was nervous. Hey, man, this is game four. You've been in this environment four times now, and it was deer in headlights early and often, and it was confusion. There was fear. There was intimidation. There was timidness every single time he touched the football. The basketball in the fourth game of a playoff series, when he's already shown that against this particular squad, he can go get buckets. Like this is,
Suck again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the damnest thing I've seen.
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I never would have imagined, Clint, that Steven Adams would play more minutes than him, and really be on the floor with him out, and then not feel like, what are they doing? No, it made sense. They had a better chance to win with Steven Adams on the floor than they did with Jalen Green. And that is a huge, huge thing to deal with.
Well, I think the most frustrating thing for me is, again, I do not go, even though that Jalen Green was the mountaintop I was standing on and screaming about, I didn't expect him to go out there and score 38 points and even be the high point man. It would be nice if he did. But I expected him to go down fighting, go down punching, go down confident, go down and show us that you got that killer instinct. Go down and show us that nothing can rattle your confidence. And he's just done the exact opposite. And so welcome to the list. Welcome to the group. Jalen Green, Dalton Schultz, and Jake Myers. Congratulations. It's now the three-headed monster.
Next line coming in. I think Jake and Dalton are who they are. Not changing. Surely Jalen Green can grow into a better role. Surely. Jake said, hold on, man. Don't just put the ceiling on top of me.
Well, we'll see. I mean, guys can get out of the group. I mean, I'd be shocked if Dalton Schultz. I mean, you think it'd be real hard for Dalton to get out? Jake is on his. Jake's doing some nice things right now, and look, I don't know. I don't remember seeing. And you're the NBA guy, Ron. I don't remember watching a young superstar just like one night go for 38 and be the man. And then the other three nights out of four games, be a guy that takes 8 shots, that takes 11 shots, that just is getting yanked out of the game, and rightfully so at this point, because he is rattled, he's shook. That it just snowball going downhill, man. It is. Ime Udoka's got to pull him out of the game.
Not this level of up and down.
The level of fear. It's again. It's like it's one thing to turn the ball over. It's another thing to not get your reads right. It's another thing to not be getting buckets and your shot be off. But it's another thing when you look like a damn deer in headlights in the first 2 or 3 minutes of a game, and it just keeps getting worse. And so there's my Jalen Green getting added to my squad. I will say this about the Rockets, though, Ron. I think the Rockets are getting exactly what they needed the most. I think the Rockets are getting exactly what they needed the most, which is a clear and obvious path forward. If you are the Rockets brass that have to make a decision of making a trade and how important is it, how aggressive do you need to be, what's the sense of urgency? Like, it's very clear right now this offseason, the Rockets brass has to be very confident in whatever moves have to be made to get people in here, to get a couple of guys in here, damn sure one, but probably a couple, to help you compete for titles. It's never been more clear than it is right now. I mean, you've got one of your big three. One of your big three has just simply shown up with that mess in your neck, with that, hey, I don't give a damn, give me the ball, get out of the way, take charge. There's a different level of intensity, and that's Şengün. Amen Thompson was better last night, but it still paled in comparison to what he was doing during the regular season. And Jalen Green, it's just been an absolute cluster. I think this year it would have been nice if the Rockets could have made a good playoff run. I think it's more valuable that the Rockets get exactly what they need the most, which is something that obviously right in their face, no doubt about it, you got to make some moves. Now, here's the question I got for you, Ron, is in the process of finding this out, I'm going to assume that Jalen Green's not going to go for 40 in game five.
He's very capable of it, but well, yes.
And we're at home, so I mean, he's capable, but.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Has the value of any of these guys in a trade taken a hit big time with a bad playoff performance?
No, I don't think big time. I mean, Jalen's maybe a little, but not big time, because I still think with his age, people, if they're going to make the trade, still look at it as, all right, this is a guy who could come in and you know, give me 20 a night,
right,
to go along with somebody. I don't know that, and he would be really the only one, right? They're not trading Amen Thompson, so that's it. And, you know, Jabari Smith hasn't really gotten, I think he's played well. I feel like he probably needs to play more.
Yeah.
He's been their, to me, their most consistent shooter, especially from beyond the arc in the series. But I think it would only be Jalen, but his age, and I think there are a lot of people who think, I could have him as the two or the three, probably the three on a team that's really good. Yeah. So I don't think people are going to look at him and say, man, this guy's going to be the next star.
Yeah.
I think that shot, hell, I think the Rockets wouldn't even entertain it if that were the case.
Boy, it is just the intimidation, that timidness, that frustration, that lack of confidence is hard to watch. A guy that has superstar ability go through it, man. And by the way, I see a lot on social media, guys, about he's young. It's the first playoff series. You know, you're four games in. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not. I mean, Jalen Green doesn't fall into that category for me.
Well, I mean, I think it does a bit, his youth. But, you know, this is like Shadur dropping four rounds. Like, this ain't just like a, hey, man, he's young and he's, you know, he's just get to it. Yeah. No, he's young and scoring 7 points. Not 15.
Yeah.
Right, not 20. He's scoring. Like, this is Şengün's first run. Şengün's had damn near a double-double in every one of the games, yeah. Right? Like, this is Amen Thompson's first run. He had 17 and a 9 yesterday. He scored under 9 points three of the games.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a primary ball handler, and defense is not his special.
And his coach is unable to play him the final 4 minutes of the most important game of the season.
Yeah.
So it's not just a, you know, he's not rising to the, I mean, this is a
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rock. Yeah. That's Ron Ugly. I'm Clint Stern. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. T-Mill, Tyler Milner is behind the glass on the ones and twos. You don't hear much from him today. He is back there grinding on something, y'all. But to put a bow on this topic here is the Rockets are getting a clear and obvious picture of what their next move is, unfortunately. See, I think it's a huge plus for the Rockets. I would rather them win. I would rather Jalen Green go off. I'd rather Jalen Green make me wrong and get out of that Dalton Schultz, Jake Myers group that I put him in. I think the brass has got a clear and obvious path forward and plenty of evidence, tangible evidence, to justify the moves that need to be made this offseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.